No matter how many people you have on staff at your church, there's only so much you can accomplish in a day, right? Your church exists to serve the community, so the mission of your church and its staff is to reach as many people as you can. That's why productivity is essential for churches, as most of your church's success lies in its ability to lean into and leverage resources for optimum performance. And thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. That's why they're offering our listeners a free download of their resource, Church Leaders: Essential Strategies to Unleash Productivity. Let Belay help your church live its mission in your community by helping you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay. That's B-E-L-A-Y solutions.com/Lifeway for your free download.
Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Group Answers Podcast, a weekly show designed to resource, train, and encourage small group leaders. Each episode considers current trends and resources, as well as timeless truths and methods of discipleship. It's hosted by Brian Daniel and Chris Surratt. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Group Answers Podcast Hour.
I am.
No.
Well, I had to fill something in place of show. I am Brian Daniel with Chris Surratt, and it is with a heavy heart today that we do introduce for, do we say it right here at the top, or do we just talk through this? It's Brandon Hiltabeitel, ladies and gentlemen. He is back with us, our recurring guest. Brandon,
except you've already said with a heavy heart.
I guess so. It's
let's break that down a little bit.
It's all coming apart right here at the top. So I guess the announcement is that Brandon is transitioning. He has been with us on the show on and off, Chris, for 3 years, 2 years,
probably.
I know the episode number more than I know the time lapse.
Yeah, I'd say your first episode with us was probably 3 years ago.
Probably so.
Yeah. 3 years.
Yeah.
That's like 150 episodes or so, right? And Brandon hasn't been on all of those.
Not nearly for me.
He hasn't been on all of those because
maybe a dozen.
We're north of 200 now.
We are.
But anyway, Brandon Hiltabeitel, common spelling, is transitioning away from his role at Lifeway Christian Resources as director of what is now called Adult Ministry Publishing. Back to the local church. And so this is probably not his last episode, even though there's some debate about that. Chris and I did vote.
I was told I would not be invited back, but I'm holding out hope.
We did have a vote, Brian and I, about having Brandon back once he abandons us.
It was unanimous
in one way or the other.
Right, right. So let's just say that we won't be making that announcement today.
But if you never hear from him again.
That's right. You will be able to put two and two together.
You know which way it went.
That's funny.
On abandon Hiltabeitel.
Well, I thank you guys for letting me join you this potentially one last time to talk about discipleship on this podcast. And yes, I am excited to go back to the local church. What the listeners will not know that you guys know is that I've been at Lifeway for 9 years. I planned on being here for 2 years before going to pastor again, and it turned into nine. And I've really wrestled with that most days since I've been here, and I'm really excited to go pastor again. It will also mean moving to California from Middle Tennessee.
A lot of people here jealous of that. Envious, rather.
Mostly what I get is, why would you go there? Everybody's leaving there to come to here. And I'm like, I recognize that, but that is still what is happening. So, yeah.
I was going to say, you've been here 9 years. I've worked with you for 5.5, about something like that, moving on 6. It took me two of those years to know how to pronounce your last name,
which many never grasp.
Yep. I don't think Eric Geiger, who is now going to be your boss again.
That is correct.
Ever quite figured out how to pronounce
it. He still says it wrong, and I've known him since I was 23 years old.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which was not that is not a recent age for me.
So before we get into what you're doing next, because I really do want to hear your heart on it. And that's really, since I've been at Lifeway, there have been, Eric is one of them that are called back to the local church or to the local church. And it's something that is blessed and celebrated here at Lifeway. And so we've been doing that and we want to hear your heart. But I want to think back all those episodes that we've had with you. And there's been several, there's been some heated ones. There's been one that you literally walked out of right before we went to air. I don't know if you remember that, Brian.
I do remember it. What was the trigger? What triggered?
I don't know that we want to.
No,
go there.
No. That's why I walked out.
What was? You don't remember?
I do remember.
I remember. I don't know that we want to say what it was.
That's why we don't want to get back into it.
I was not. I did not feel qualified to speak on the topic.
You were a little too fired up about it.
In an appropriate way. And I just let you guys carry that one without me.
And that's without precedent, right? I mean, we have never had either a interviewee or a guest.
It was, well, we were doing
out
a,
on us,
in
right?
fairness, in fairness, we were doing a back to back. And so I did one of them and did not stay for the second one.
But there was the expectation that you would do both of them.
I did agree.
A contractual obligation.
I did agree. Hence the 2-0 vote. But yeah.
Unanimous.
But what are some of the most fun things to talk about when it comes to discipleship groups that you've over the years?
The force rank.
That's what immediately for me as well, is anytime we forced ourselves to place a score on something.
You brought that in. That was your idea.
That I'm not sure it had a meaningful or lasting legacy, but that is true.
I'm not a big fan of the force rank, I gotta
be
honest. But
I love making things argumentative and competitive if possible.
That's what's fun, yeah.
So I've enjoyed that. We joke about me getting too fired up in these, but that one instance I really was, and I just bowed out before it started.
That was force ranking disciple makers, or was it discipleship strategies?
We've done several.
We've done strategies. We've done small group models.
Yeah.
Disciple makers in the Bible.
Disciple makers. Oh, that was fun.
Yes. That was the one I think that fired him up.
That's right. Go back and listen to that podcast. I'm sure that at least 4 to 5% of it was quality.
You were about to throw a chair over Barnabas.
You cut it. I think you edited it out, but he kicked over that garbage can.
That's right.
But at least I showed up.
Touche.
All right.
So you're making this transition.
I'm making a transition.
I think what's worth noting here is how long this has been in the work, like you said. So you thought you would be here a certain amount of time. By contrast, I did not have a plan when I came here, and I've been here 23 years. So there's that. Happens. I don't know.
It just kind of sucks you in, doesn't it?
That's what happens.
So anyway, I think we all, and I would assume that it comes through the podcast as well, but it's so clear that and I've said this earlier, and I've said this to other people, that you are more in tune with your heart and how you're wired and how God is leading you and has designed you. You're about, if not more so, in tune with that than anybody that I have ever met. And so here we are, we're on the threshold. At the time of this recording, I mean, you're literally in your last hours in the Nashville area. It's happened really fast, which is surprising on the one hand, but I think it has to be affirming to you how fast that this has come together.
Well, he does have outstanding warrants. So he kind of had to leave town quickly.
I'm quote unquote going back to the church. No, this is my last day in the office, though not my last day with the team. And then, my family and I get on the plane for California on Friday. And if you've stuck with us this long through the reminiscing, the lead up at the beginning of this podcast, I hope we're putting the topic in the notes or something so that people want to fight through and stay. But I wanted to, you know, it really does sound like I've been voted out of future episodes of the podcast. And so I wanted to leave with what I hope is a helpful sort of prayer filter for how I am viewing and what I'm asking the Lord to do in me and for me as I go back into full-time local church ministry, that I thought also would double well as prayers for a discipleship pastor or a group leader as we kind of we're talking nonstop about re-engaging in group ministry and discipleship ministry, really in church ministry in a lot of ways in this season. It just kind of struck me that the things that I am praying right now for my heart, my life, my ministry, as I go back to the local church full time in California, is something that anybody that is in a shepherding role in the church can pray literally anytime, should pray literally anytime, but especially at seasons of re-engagement or seasons of great change. So I just thought I would walk through the three sort of prayer prompts, things that I'm praying, a text that has been meaningful to me in that regard, and maybe it's something that could be helpful to you as you serve the Lord in your context. Yeah, can I just go into that now, guys?
Go for it.
I don't want to solo on my own for too long, but so if you have wisdom to add. But man, it's always been, I'll just say this, it's always been really meaningful to me as a recurring guest on this podcast to be able to speak to some degree into the lives of people who are serving Jesus in a hands-on way and who are accomplishing literally the most important mission in the world, which is to make disciples of Jesus Christ that lead to worshipers of him and people who are experiencing joy in him. And so I have been praying for you. I will be praying for you as I pray for myself. I want to close this podcast in praying for you just in case I'm not invited back. And so here's the first one. I am praying for a supernatural love for the people I'm going to lead. So I would say, man, guys, pray for supernatural love for your people. And I've got an example from the Apostle Paul for all of these. Ways that the Holy Spirit has used him as an example for those of us who would follow honestly, in his direct lineage as pastors and shepherds and leaders in the kingdom. And what I have here is in Romans 9:3. This is verse 1 through 3. He says, I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. Paul wants to be clear. My conscience testifies to me through the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the benefit of my brothers and sisters, my own flesh and blood. He's writing this to the Romans, and he has such a deep love and hope for them to experience Jesus that he has great sorrow and anguish. Literally writes that he wishes himself accursed. And I'm just, as I'm thinking about these people that I'm going to go shepherd that I don't even know, I'm asking the Lord to give me a supernatural love for them. Like I was talking to who's going to be my pastor again, Eric, a couple days ago, and talking about, can I get a love that feels like I've loved them and known them and served them for 30 years, even though it's been 30 days or 30 hours. Like, God, you can just put that in me. What I don't know, I'm sure somebody does. I don't know how long Paul knew these Romans, but what we're reading about in Romans 9, that's the supernatural love. Like, that is, you don't get that by any work of will. That is the Holy Spirit working in you that you can write something like that and mean it. So, man, you're going into the fall, or you're already in a relaunch posture, that is a thing to pray for your people. You're not just checking a box. You're not just making sure that you're serving at your church. Can you ask God to put a supernatural love that the best thing that could ever happen to those people is a deep, meaningful, personal friendship with Jesus every day? And can you pour yourself out towards that end in their life? And so that's the first thing that I'm praying for as I go back, and that you might pray for in the context that you're in right now. The second thing is pray for supernatural favor from your people. So pray for supernatural love for your people, and pray for supernatural favor from your people. Like, you want, if you're leading a group, you want the people that come there to really agree in a supernatural way, in a spirit-infused, empowered way, to link arms with you for the sake of mutual encouragement, mutual growth, and the benefit of the kingdom around you. You want to see the kingdom grow up around that group. It's just such a concept. And the example from Paul's writing is in Philippians 1:3-5. He said, I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, writing to the Philippian church. Always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And again, I'm going to a people, I don't know them. I don't know these people. How soon can I say, I thank God for every remembrance of you? because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So I'm asking God, God, would you please bring people into my life that want to serve with me to make your name known, so that the beauty of what you are and who you are is seen and celebrated and enjoyed. And in, you know, as you lead your group or as you lead in your ministry at church, that is something to ask God for. That is something that he does, that he has a track record of doing, bringing people together for the common good of kingdom growth in an area or in a church. And so that's something I'm praying for that I think you should pray for. The last one is pray for supernatural satisfaction apart from people. So pray for supernatural love for your people, pray for supernatural favor from your people, and pray for supernatural satisfaction apart from people. This is something I'm already wrestling with my heart in. I want to like these people, and I want these people to like me. I want to love who I'm shepherding. I want them to love me. I want them to think I'm great, you know? I'm nervous that they're going to not think I'm as good as the people that I work with right now think that I am. And that is something to pray against. That is something to lay the gospel over in such a beautiful way. What Paul wrote in Philippians 3:7-8 is, but everything that was gained to me, I have considered to be lost because of Christ. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I'm sure you've heard that verse before. What precedes that is just a list of all the things that were awesome about Paul's life, the way that people would have recognized him to be great. And he said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Man, look at my resume. Doesn't matter. There is nothing that compares to the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ. And I've experienced that. If you're listening to that, I know that you've experienced that. There is nothing better than the moments with Jesus where it's like, this is the thing that I was created to enjoy. That is what I'm asking the Lord to give me every day as I move across the country and in this new role. I'm not going to impress people. I'm not going to save people. I'm going to worship Jesus, to enjoy Jesus, and to serve Jesus in this context. And I hope that God gives me love for them, and I hope that he gives them love for me. But I hope at the end of the day, he gives me and them the surpassing knowledge of knowing that we are loved by him, and that that's the best thing that could ever happen to us. So those are three things that I'm praying for that I think that you as a group leader or you as a pastor can and should and would be blessed by praying for, really regardless of what season. Those are things that I think people in ministry context could pray every day. But as I go into a season of transition, those are three things that I'm thinking about that I just wanted to share in case I'm never invited back.
Thanks, Brandon. That's very much what we would have expected from you. I would ask you guys, the term supernatural, which is beyond what we could do ourselves, is basically what that means in this context. It's, in other words, what you're asking for cannot happen apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yeah.
Do you, as group leaders and in the group, the overall group ministry a lot of times, do you feel like, and maybe even in just in our lives of disciples with its various mechanizations, the expectations that we do, like the rhythms of a disciple's life, do we lose sight sometimes of the supernatural aspect of what we are being invited into, you think?
Absolutely. That's a big part of my testimony, you know, my history. And something that I'm, Lord, protect me from doing that again. Like, it is very easy to be in a ministry context and be thinking about exclusively the pragmatic, the process. Are we doing this wisely and well, which is all very important. But, you know, if your heavenly father knows how to give good gifts, will not also, or with you, if your earthly father knows how to give good gifts, will not your heavenly father also give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks? Like, we got to have that first and always. Like, it has to be, we have to be supernatural people so that the work can be supernatural work. And it's very easy to have your brain in the natural. And then I think that the Lord can do anything he wants, but I think it makes it natural for the work to be natural if that's what our starting point.
And I think this is a really relevant message for right now. From what we've gone through over the last year and a half, I saw just the other day that somebody who's a coach of pastors said that he knew 28 pastors that were stepping out of ministry right now.
Yeah.
And I, you know, honestly, from the natural, they can't be blamed. I mean, what a hard time to be a leader of people, especially in the church context. Yeah. And you're right. If we're not living in the supernatural, if we're not expecting the supernatural, man, there's not a lot of reason to want to lead people right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's hard and there's a lot of forces against it. And we've really got to lean into, especially that third one, that pray for supernatural satisfaction apart from people, because my brother's always said sheep bite. And if you're shepherding people, and especially in this time of divisiveness and politicalness and all of that, you've got to have satisfaction apart from them.
Yeah.
And that's only in Jesus.
That's right. That's not, if you're a pastor, you happen to still be listening at this point in the podcast. That is not, the Lord did not make you to be fulfilled by how your sheep respond to you. There can be joy in it for sure, but we were all made to be fulfilled by knowing Jesus and being known by him. And that's, you know, like I said, that's what I want to hold on to. God, please help me. And so I wanted to pray for the group leaders and the pastors. We don't often close in prayer, and there may be more that we need to do, but I want to take a moment just to pray these things over us before we go, and just in case the 2-0 vote was a negative, let me pray for you guys. God, I pray for the group leaders, for the church leaders, that we have an opportunity to impact in some way. God, I pray that right now that they would feel reminded that they belong to you, that they are a son or a daughter of God before they are anything else, and more important than anything else in their life, that is true of them. God, I pray that as they lead their group this week, or as if they're preparing to do it in a month, if as they lead their church this week, or as they're gearing up for a relaunch of some kind, God, I pray that you'd help them to have your peace that passes all understanding, guarding their hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. I pray that you would help them to have just the fullness of joy that you make available, that you would help them to remember that you love them all the way to the cross and all the way out of the grave. God, I pray that they would know the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord, and that would be the primary thing. And then, God, I pray that it really would be a supernatural thing, that you would have these leaders be supernatural leaders, be spirit-filled people, be people that hunger after you, people that are satisfied in you, and then help them to love with a supernatural power the people that you've put in their life, and help them to experience supernatural favor from the people that you've put into their life, so that, God, you're the best, and so that other people can see it, so that we can see it a little more every day and enjoy it a little more every day. And that the people in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, that have not yet recognized the beauty of Jesus Christ, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, would see it and experience it. And we pray to that end together in the name of Christ. Amen.
Thanks, Brandon. Man, I guess we'll go ahead and say we voted to have you back.
Yes. Yeah.
We didn't want you to know that right away,
though. Right. I didn't want to tell you today.
But sweat it out a little.
I felt like
it was a little curmudgeonly. We admit, but we felt like that was appropriate.
Yeah, and so we will, unless you change your number, which I've heard happens.
I will not do it.
We'll give you a call.
If I change my number, I promise to give it to you guys.
And I promise the same. Is that the? If I change my number.
That is quite a commitment these days.
That is true.
If I change my number, you'll still know it.
Well, we appreciate you being with us today. And with all sincerity, we do wish Brandon the best. And when he prays along those lines, and I don't know what I'm getting ready to say, because we all are sincere in our prayers, but there's just some people that have a gift, and our friend Brandon is one of those. So Brandon, appreciate everything that you've brought to the show and to our lives, and I know that listeners have been blessed and educated and discipled along the way. So best to you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being with us again. As always, we encourage you to comment, to rate, and subscribe. Love hearing from you. Until next time, that's going to do it for this episode of Group Answers.